I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Although COVID-19 is pretty much dominating the headlines perpetually at the moment, it's very important that we don't lose sight of other significant diseases that don't yet have vaccines and yet do have higher cumulative death tolls. Malaria is one of them, and it kills 500,000 people, mostly all children, every year. One serious problem is that the parasite that causes malaria is rapidly becoming resistant to the remaining antimalarial drugs that we're using. So scientists have been searching for new ways to treat the disease. So far, more than 7 million chemical compounds have been screened to try to discover new leads. But now a team at Columbia University have used a new targeted approach to focus their search on drug molecules that hit very specific components in blood cells that malaria relies on. They think they've homed in on a very promising substance that's both safe and can cure a case of malaria with just a single dose. David Fiddock.
The approach taken here was quite different. We didn't go for what we call these high throughput screens. We went with a very targeted screen of about 800 of these different chemicals. And these are known to inhibit what we call high-value targets in human cells. So we knew that they are effective in treating various conditions in humans and predicted that maybe among that we would have ones that would be effective against malaria. So it was a different starting point to the standard sort of pharmaceutical approach.
So you sort of narrowed the field down a bit by asking, well, what does malaria rely on in cells to grow? What drugs have we got that seem to hit those targets? And then you put all those pieces of information together and hopefully come up with some that do work.
Exactly. And the important thing here was that once we found compounds of those 800 that were very active against the malaria parasite, we then went and made sure that none of the existing ways in which malaria parasites become resistant to known drugs, the drugs that are actually used in the field, none of those resistance pathways compromise any of these new potential drugs from being active.
Presumably all of this hitherto, though, that was done in a dish or in a computer, working these things out. So what about the next step, which is translating this into the real world, or in the first instance, into, say, animals that catch malaria?
Yeah, we used a mouse model that has been sort of customized so that the mice actually carry human red blood cells so that the human malaria parasite can replicate inside the human red blood cells that are in circulation in this specialized mouse model. And there we showed that if we add this compound, it was exquisitely potent as any of the existing first-line anti-malarial drugs. And they were so effective that a single dose was sufficient to sort of clear the infection. And the other promising feature was that they were very safe.
And how does your new drug work? What's its actual mechanism? And why did we not find it before?
So we actually don't yet know the mode of action. We know that there's no cross resistance. So it's not hitting the same pathways that the current first-line drugs use. We've looked for the mechanism by trying to obtain parasites that are resistant. We got very low-grade resistance, so it's what we refer to as an irresistible drug, which is a very attractive feature, but it also makes it more difficult to understand how the drug actually works. We did find some proteins made by the parasite involved in moving parasite molecules around the cell, but we don't yet know the actual target. That's the next big step in this project. It is already in human clinical trials for phase one, so they're really addressing toxicity. And if that looks promising and we don't see any signs of toxicity, then it will go into phase two, where volunteers will be treated, and then we'll look at efficacy.
David Fiddock with those very exciting results, which he's just published in the journal Science Translational Medicine.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.